Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, February 12th, 2026, and we have quite the setup this morning.
Good morning. It is looking like the bulls are trying to make a comeback. We are seeing a nice bounce in the futures after a pretty choppy midweek session.
Let's get right to the numbers. Where are we standing pre-market?
Green across the board. S&P 500 futures are up about 23 points, sitting near 69.84. The NASDAQ is leading the charge, up nearly 80 points. It feels like the market is trying to shake off those rate cut fears that crept in after that strong payrolls report earlier in the month.
It's definitely a busy morning for data and headlines. What is the immediate catalyst traders need to watch right at 8:30?
It is all about the labor market again. We have initial jobless claims dropping. The consensus is around 230,000. If that number comes in too low, it reignites those higher for longer fears regarding the Fed. If it's in line, the market should breathe a sigh of relief.
Got it. Now let's talk earnings, because we have seen some massive moves overnight. It seems like a good news is bad news situation for some of these companies.
You nailed it. Look at Cisco Systems. They beat on earnings per share, beat on revenue, raised their fiscal year guidance, and even hiked the dividend. The result? The stock is gapping down over 7%.
That is brutal. Down 7% on a beat and raise? What is the logic there?
It is sector rotation and high expectations. The market is being incredibly picky with tech right now. We are seeing the same thing with AppLovin. They crushed earnings estimates by 29 cents and guided revenue higher, yet the stock is gapping down about 5%. It is a classic sell the news event.
So tech is taking a hit on the reaction, but surely there are some winners out there?
Oh, absolutely. Look at Fastly, ticker FSLY. They are gapping up a massive 40% this morning. They beat top and bottom lines and issued strong guidance. That is going to be the momentum trade of the day.
40%? That is a monster move. Any other blue chips making waves?
McDonald's is steadying the ship. They beat on earnings and revenue, with global comps up over 5%. The stock is trading modestly higher, acting as a nice defensive anchor. Also, keep an eye on Microsoft. There is a report out from the Financial Times that they are looking to reduce reliance on OpenAI. The stock is up slightly pre-market.
Interesting politics in the AI space. Speaking of politics, I saw a headline about the tariffs on Canada.
Yeah, the House voted to override the president's tariffs, but don't read too much into it trade-wise. It is largely symbolic because they don't have the numbers to override a veto. The market is mostly ignoring that noise and focusing on the corporate balance sheets.
Okay, let's pivot to the technicals. We have been stuck in a bit of a range. What are the key levels for the S&P today?
We are definitely range-bound. On the SPY, I am watching support right around 693.65. We need to hold that to keep this bullish momentum alive. On the upside, if we can break above 694.80 with volume, we could see a run back toward the highs. But be careful. Volume has been a bit light, which can lead to fakeouts.
And for the NASDAQ?
The Qs are facing resistance at 616.50. If tech can rally despite the Cisco drop, we might push through. But if we lose the 640 level, look out below.
So what is the play for the open? What should traders be looking for?
Patience is key. Watch the reaction to the jobless claims at 8:30. If the market shrugs off the data, look for a rotation into momentum names like Fastly, but wait for a pullback. Also, keep an eye on energy stocks. They have been showing relative strength while tech consolidates.
Great insights. It sounds like a day to be nimble and not chase the initial gaps.
Exactly. Let the first 15 minutes settle. Identify the trend and manage your risk. It is a stock picker's market today.
Perfect. That is a wrap for this morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Morning Dose. Good luck out there, and we will catch you tomorrow.